Hello, my name is Carlos Carreira. I am a junior researcher at Inés Camien in Lisbon, Portugal, and will present the work Microfluidic Controlled and Continuous Drug Delivery for Dry Eye Disease Treatment, which I developed in my master's thesis at Instituto Superior Técnico, at Inés Camien, and at Faculdade de Medicina Veterinária from Universidade de Lisboa. In the context of disease treatment, ensuring appropriate drug administration is crucial for expediting and facilitating a speedy recovery, as well as effectively managing symptoms in chronic cases. When it comes to ocular treatment, the unique nature of the eye poses certain challenges in maintaining optimal drug concentration and thereby guaranteeing an effective therapeutic approach. Dry eye disease is a condition that impairs the eye's proper lubrication, which can arise from reduced tear production or increased tear evaporation. This condition can result in harm to the surface of the cornea and a gradual decline in vision. Standard treatment typically involves the use of artificial tears, application of warm compresses, and making lifestyle adjustments. A significant number of commonly used artificial tears contain hyaluronic acid as an active component, due to its crucial role in providing lubrication and promoting wound healing. By developing a device for controlled delivery of drugs to the eye, consisting of a 320 micrometer hyaluronic acid-laden hydrogel covered on one side by a graphene monolayer, the goal was to overcome some of those challenges, to have a positive impact on the lives of patients afflicted by this disease, with a focus on third-party dependent patients, such as animals and elderly people. The device consists of an hydrogel based on 2-hydroxyethyl methacrylate designated by HEMA, fabricated by free radical polymerization. These hydrogels are characterized by being cost-effective, biocompatible, and versatile in terms of copolymerization options. 3 different methods of fabricating the hydrogels were employed: by spin coat, by wetting and spreading, and by casting in a mold. Also, 3 different concentrations of hyaluronic acid were incorporated: 0.5%, 1%, and 2% weight by volume. A graphene monolayer grown by chemical vapor deposition on a copper substrate, as seen in Figure 1, was subsequently transferred by wet PMMA, polymethyl methacrylate, assisted transfer, and bonded to the hydrogel, acting as an impermeable layer to help direct the active compound to the eye and prolong its release. The device was then cut into the desired size and shape using custom-made sharp metallic cutters, with 2 different shapes as those seen in Figure 2 being tested in vivo. The in vivo testing was conducted on an 8-year-old female dog of the Portuguese Podengo breed, seen in Figure 3, that displayed a gentle and docile temperament. This was done to assess the device's biofunctionality and biocompatibility by evaluating possible adverse effects and the dwell time. Prior to each trial, the patient underwent a thorough quantitative evaluation of clinical signs of conjunctivitis and baseline tests. The best results for the device fabrication were obtained by fabricating the hydrogel through the casting method and with 0.5% weight by volume hyaluronic acid incorporation. The spin coat and wetting and spreading methods proved to be impractical due to varying viscosity between trials. The 2% weight by volume incorporation of hyaluronic acid created lumps and air bubbles during the mixing process that couldn't be properly managed with the available methods. Graphene characterization was indicative of high purity of graphene monolayer with small number of defects. The insert was tested in vivo. The first trial was performed on the right eye, where a hyaluronic acid-laden hydrogel with a shape B in Figure 2 was placed, achieving a dwell time of up to 6 hours, and no signs of conjunctivitis. The next trial was performed on the left eye, with a hyaluronic acid-laden hydrogel bonded with graphene, cut to shape B, also achieving a dwell time of up to 6 hours. It showed a slight increase of conjunctivitis signs that maintained onto the third trial. It was performed with a hyaluronic acid-laden hydrogel bonded with graphene and PMMA, cut to shape C, again in Figure 2, achieving a dwell time of up to 1 hour and 15 minutes. No visible discomfort was observed on the patient, and the clinical signs subsided on the following days, disappearing completely. The study yielded promising results with good tolerance to the device, although additional research is required to enhance biofunctionality, tolerance, and prolong the residence time of the inserts. Release studies are also necessary to assess the therapeutic efficacy of hyaluronic acid concentration in the tear film following insert placement.